Good Friday morning. Well, here we are. We've reached the end of the week, and we're starting this day off in the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Today's reading begins with the preaching of John the Baptist, often described as the forerunner to Jesus. The opening verse sounds as if it could be a news headline inviting us to learn more about the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And we have a different saving word for us as we begin our study of the gospel. And God's saving word for us today is joy. Joy. So let's begin reading Mark chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. This is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It began as the prophet Isaiah had written, God said, I will send my messenger ahead of you to open the way for you. Someone is shouting in the desert, get the road ready for the Lord. Make a straight path for him to travel. So John appeared in the desert, baptizing and preaching. Turn away from your sins and be baptized, he told the people, and God will forgive your sins. Many people from the province of Judea and the city of Jerusalem went out to hear John. They confessed their sins, and he baptized them in the Jordan River. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. He announced to the people, the man who will come after me is much greater than I am. I'm not good enough to even bend down and untie his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And today's key verse is Mark chapter 1, verse 1, where Mark writes, this is the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And beloved, the word gospel means the good news. When we proclaim the gospel, we are proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. And I have to believe that the people of today are just the same as the people of Mark's day and the day of John the Baptist 2,000 years ago. They are looking for something that is real. All of their teachers, all of their leaders, all of their religious teachers were just giving them theory and empty man-made laws. But John the Baptist came along and held their feet to the fire and said, you're a bunch of sinners, and the Messiah is on his way, so you'd better get your life ready. And just people came out by the thousands to hear that man's message and to be baptized by him in the Jordan River. Amen. May our lives have the same effect on the people around us. Let us pray. Lord God, as John the Baptist prepared the way for the coming of Jesus with his message of baptism and repentance, empower me with your Holy Spirit to be a messenger of your good news of forgiveness and salvation through your Son, Jesus. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, brings our week together to an end. Join me next Monday, God willing, as we'll be reading Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 20. But until then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.